Let's talk to our next guest on the programme now. And I don't know how you rate experts, but I would argue that David Buckley is right up there at the top of the list on experts on David Bowie, because he's written a couple of books, the latest of which is what we're going to talk about today. David, welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, let's start with your bona fides, as it were, because you've got a PhD on David Bowie. How did that come about?
I know. It's very odd, that, isn't it? I was at a place called the Institute of Popular Music at Liverpool University, and I was their first full-time postgraduate student. And I was going to do a PhD on 18th century English literature. and then I thought, no. I thought it would be really good to actually study popular music seriously, and that's what I did for 5 years.
There's plenty of meat in Bowie, let's be honest, isn't there?
There is. However, at the time, in the late 80s, early 90s, he was a bit of a figure of fun. He wasn't as revered, shall we say, as he is now. He was regarded as somebody who was brilliant, but by then completely past it, and was after Glass Spider Tour, Tin Machine album, which split opinion, and there were some very, very harsh reviews at the time, I can tell you that now.
Yeah.
And my first book, Strange Fascination, was turned down by 20 publishers before it was taken up.
Good Lord, really? And where do you stand? I mean, as you said, he's had his critics over the years too. Are you just a fan of everything he's done, or have you sort of felt a little bit disappointed at times?
That's an interesting one. I am a fan. I'm a huge fan. There are some of his albums which I don't think are very good. I'm quite happy to say that. I think his first record is pretty unlistenable, actually. From 1967. Mm. I never play it, and I don't think anybody should really, unless they want to distress themselves. But I know some David Bowie fans who would now literally be screaming at the very thought. I don't think the live Tin Machine album, I don't think I've played that since 1992. But generally speaking, I really like all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's an awful lot of it that stands the test of time,
yeah,
isn't there? And that's the point of the book. Now, as you say, your first Bowie book was Strange Fascination. This one, The Music and the Changes, well, it is a discography in a way, but there's more to it than that. So how did you sort of set out to put the thing together?
Well, actually, it predated Strange Fascination in that it was a book I did for Omnibus Press, just in their sort of series of CD-sized guides, because that was in the mid-90s, and it was at a time when CDs had really taken over, and major artists' back catalogues were quite bitty and messy, and, you know, because Bowie had been on RCA and EMI and various other labels, and so actually getting a guide that took you through, walked you through the songs was actually very useful. Mm. And I updated it twice, and this is the recent update, and it's really aimed not so much at the hardcore fan, but maybe somebody who's maybe got two or three David Bowie albums and likes him but doesn't really know all his stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do, you know. I wanted to impress upon people just how many great records he's made. I mean, arguably more great records than Bob Dylan, the Beatles, the Stones. I mean, bona fide brilliant records. And you look at a group who I admire very much, like Radiohead. They've made some great records, but they've only made about 8 studio albums in 20 years. I mean, David Bowie made 8 albums in 6 years in the 70s. Yeah.
And the other thing about him, I mean, you might disagree with me, but I hope you would agree, is that he seems to be able to drop into different genres and pull it off every time, doesn't he?
Yeah. And of course, in the 70s, that was regarded as being terribly, terribly suspect.
Mm.
I mean, if you imagine the era of the old grey whistle test, when if you didn't have long, greasy hair and wore jeans, and didn't do a 9.5-minute guitar solo with your teeth, you were regarded as being a bit suspect. And he was somebody who went from folk to rock to soul to electronica in the space of under 5 years.
It was hard to keep up with, wasn't it? That's for sure. How about the man himself? I mean, this book, I would say, is comprehensive in terms of his music. But as a man, have you taken a view on him personally, or have you kept away from that?
I tend to keep away from that. Also in the other book, Strange Fascination, I've never met him. I'd love to meet him. I've met lots of his associates. I like to think I'm friends or have got a good contact with lots of people who've worked with him. I know things that I would never write about because that's his personal life. And I think he's gone on record to say that he was a drug addict. He's gone on record to say lots of times he's suffered from depression. That's well known, so I'm not going to hide that. But as a person, I think he's actually a very quiet and secretive person. I don't think many people know him. Very interestingly, I was talking to Reeves Gabrels, his guitarist in Tin Machine, and he said that he met up with David Bowie at his home in Switzerland, and they watched Monty Python and drank wine and ate chicken and went to the cinema and made music. And then afterwards, he said, "You realise when we come to record and promote this, I turn into that other person."
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. They put on the persona that the public know them as. And he changes it every so often.
And he changes it, yeah. But I mean, this idea of, you know, a 41-year-old guy just sitting around with his mate, watching Monty Python and drinking red wine is what lots of people would do, really. Yeah. It would be no different from many people, you know, relatively well-off people, I guess.
Mm. Well, I think that the music and the changes, in my view, works whether you're an addict, as far as Bowie's concerned, or whether you have a passing interest, because you can dip into it, or you can sit and study it in great depth.
So, thank you.
Well, I think it's a great book, and it's really nice to talk to you today. Let me just say, The Music and the Changes is published by Omnibus Press, and it's retailing at £10.95. The author, David Buckley, joining us today on the programme. David, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for your time and good luck with the book.
Well, I've really enjoyed talking to you. I hope I can talk to you next year.
Definitely. We'll talk about the next one, whatever that might be. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a book about the Human League and Heaven 17 and electronic music.
We look forward to that. David, thank you.
Thank you.